about to be blessed by a historical experience that you will never forget as long as you remain within this life. And we should pray that birth after birth after birth, what we hear today will remain within the core of our hearts. First of all, I'd like to welcome His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada's personal nephew, the son of his brother, also his initiated disciple, wonderful Vaishnava who has been for many years assisting Srila Prabhupada's mission in Calcutta, as well as managing very, very wonderful projects here in the holy Dham of Navadvip. Could you please stand up, Prabhu? Let us very, very enthusiastically welcome Shankar Shan Prabhu. Shankar Shan Prabhu, when Prabhupada first started his worldwide mission, was in contact with him to engage in very intimate personal services for him regarding his family, his estate, and so forth. And he's very faithful, wonderful Vaishnava, always very kind to us. He has so magnanimously agreed to join us today. Shankar Shan Prabhu Ki.
Hello, Prabhupada Ki.
Thank you.
Hare Krishna. I am very grateful to all of you, those who have come here to participate Parikrama in Jagannath Mandir with Radhanath Swami and my dear godbrothers, Pankajangari Prabhu, Jananivas Prabhu and Tatpar Maharaj, Chandramani Maharaj. So it is a great pleasure for us that we are getting association of the soul, those who have served Srila Prabhupada for a long time, and they are very dedicated. And I think that Srila Prabhupada always with us, how? That it is stated in the scriptures that one can become perfectly successful in the mission of his life if he acts exactly according to the words he hears from the mouth of spiritual master. The spiritual master is called Shruta Vakya, which indicates that disciples must carry out the instructions of his spiritual master with heart and soul without any deviation. That is called love and bhakti unto the lotus feet of a spiritual master. Nowadays, in our ISKCON, we are seeing so many things because this is the nature of Kali Yuga. Nobody can stop it because Kali is such a powerful, that everywhere his hands, like we find in the Srimad Bhagavad Gita, that means there is one verse, Sarvasva Pani Padam Tat Sarvasvakshi Shiro Mukham Sarvatva Shruti Malo Loke Sarvatva Avartita Titsute. Everywhere are his hands, his legs, his eyes. In this way, the super soul exists. So, Krishna is everywhere, but we should be very serious about that because we have taken the initiation and we have surrendered our life unto the lotus feet of Srila Prabhupada and the present Guru of ISKCON. So we should be very careful because any time we can be captured by Maya Juk of Kali, you know. So it is my humble request to all of you, and I know I am 30 years in this movement. I have no qualification. I do not know why Radharanath Maharaj is so much saying about me, but I am just trying to serve my Guru Maharaj, because I know if somebody wants to become a nice Vaishnava, his only desire to serve a pure Vaishnava or a Vaishnava who was born in a Vaishnava family, then Krishna will automatically give us blessings, because without serving a Vaishnava, so there is no any discrimination whether Vaishnava from this family or that family or foreigner family. Vaishnava is Vaishnava. It does not mean. So Prabhupada taught us that whenever you find sadhu, you should serve him and try to help him. So that will be, Krishna will be very happy. So I am very happy that we are serving Srila Prabhupada, and your valuable time you are giving for the preaching our movement in Bombay, Juhu and Chowpatty. So it is a, because Prabhupada, you know all of that, how much Prabhupada struggled to establish this movement in Bombay, in Calcutta, in Mayapur. So we should be very alert that we should not deviation. Whatever he says, we must follow and carry out his instruction with heart and soul. Then we can please Prabhupada and Krishna. Thank you very much for all of you. Hare Krishna.
Shankarshan Prabhu ki jai.
Thank you very much, Prabhu. Prabhupada's mercy is very much shining through you.